This episode is brought to you by the Chevy Silverado. According to J.D. Power, Chevy trucks have won more new vehicle quality awards than any other brand. But champions don't stop. They keep moving forward. And that's what the Chevy Silverado is all about. To learn more, visit Chevy.com. For J.D. Power 2022 U.S. award information, visit jdpower.com/award.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Ball is bobbled and it's on the ground and loose. Who's going to get it?
He just dropped it. I mean, that was a good snap.
Eagles have it. Ertz going to give it to Scott. Racing around the edge. Scott is in. Touchdown, Philadelphia. Going to sneak it again. Hurts looking for a push from behind. He is waiting for a signal in. Touchdown, Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl.
And there you go. The Philadelphia Eagles going back to the Super Bowl, but the bigger story happened at night. I thought we were looking at overtime, but it ended up being, and for a morning show host, it was a tough decision. But Carissa Thompson, I think you respect my decision to stay up and again, deliver a subpar performance on Monday in order to see the game live on Sunday.
Absolutely. There is no excuse for you to ever go to bed when it's championship Sunday and the teams are going to the Super Bowl will be decided and I don't want you to find out in the morning.
Right. And you also would think that you don't think it shows a lack of maturity not going to bed? You think it's a more mature to finish out the game and then play tired all Monday.
Yeah, unless you like excuses and you're not a guy who comes up with excuses.
Right.
So you're able to do both. My Monday morning quarterback for you is you made the wise decision.
And Chris has really got her handful because I'm going to do Outnumbered with her
at noon.
She's doing Fox News and the Fox family. You know her from Fox NFL. She's a host of Fox NFL Kickoff. She also got a great podcast, Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa. And also, you're going to be working the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So when do you get there? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to just link up my itinerary with yours because I've been hearing all morning that you drew the short straw. You got to spend a week in Arizona? Oh, shucks.
Right. No, not a week. They're just sending me Thursday after the show.
What?
Yes, I know.
Who do I need to talk to about this? You got to be out for the full experience, as a Giant. You're a Giants fan.
I'm a big Giants fan.
Right.
You've done your research.
Well, it's going to be hard for you. What the hell happened with the Empire State Building?
I mean, how is that acceptable?
You need to this is your city.
Right.
And you need to tell me how that happens.
Well, for people that don't know, the Empire State Building, which is pretty famous, correct? Even you were not born in New York and you know about the Empire State Building.
Yes, I do.
King Kong and everything. So they decide to light it up with Eagles colors. Then we find out it was Chiefs colors too. I've never remembered that in my lifetime before. And to me, I think we have to take the building down.
Well, let's leave buildings intact. But I just think that we need to get to, you know, there's cameras all around that thing. I need to figure out which Eagles fan got into.
Do you think it's like one guy that just decided to light this up?
I hope there's like a Deflategate kind of a situation with the one Eagles fan that was like, you know what I'm going to do? Yeah, because I don't even care. That's cool that you want to do the Chiefs. That doesn't matter. You put the Chiefs, Bengals up, whatever. But you can't put Philadelphia colors in the middle of New York City. You can't do it.
Giants played Philadelphia three times. Chris, I don't seem to remember what happened.
Well, you don't want to know what happened.
They lost all three times.
Got crushed. I know. I interviewed Saquon Barkley prior to their divisional round game, and I was like, why is this time going to be different? And he's like, well, let's just hope it is. It obviously wasn't, and the Eagles are now playing in the Super Bowl. But, hey, look, it's a good year for you guys. I'm a huge Daboll fan and what he was able to do.
Did you sense he'd be this good when he was – interview for the job and a coordinator up in Buffalo?
I mean, look, there's the guys that have the DNA and what he was able to do up there in Buffalo, and he's a guy's guy. I mean, he's the guy that sits with the groundskeeper because his father or his grandfather was a groundskeeper. I mean, he's the grab a beer, hang out at the bar. And we know, I mean, culture matters and coaching matters and who you have in that locker room, and he's a player's coach. And every guy that I talked to on that team was like, couldn't be happier that get him to lead them. And it's turned a corner. I don't need to tell you. It's been a minute.
Right. I know we're talking way too much about the Giants, but the last thing I'll add is I went to the Jacksonville game.
Okay.
And I watched Saquon have some great runs but not get out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And Daboll finds Saquon, arguably their best player, and screams at him twice.
Yeah, because no one should be exempt.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And that's tough. There's a star formula. A lot of times screaming at the star is not the right one.
But I think that sets the tone in the rest of the locker room that no one's exempt, that you're going to hold everyone to the same standard, the same LeBron, the Michael Jordan, that whole thing. I think that you treat everyone the same and you get the respect of the guys in the locker room. But anyways, back to the Eagles.
Yes. They are the best all-around team.
It's hard to argue with them. I mean, on that defensive side of the ball, they led the league in sacks with 70, which is insane. And that's just in the regular season. They're stacked Jalen Hurts, and good for him. You know, we live in a society that's like, what can you do for me lately? And all of the pundits around Jalen Hurts in his first few years. And Nick Sirianni, again, going back to coaching, has done a heck of a job with that group. But A.J. Brown, dude, I don't know how Tennessee lets that guy go. I mean, it's a complete game changer for this offense. And they can do it on the ground. They can do it in the air. I was really bummed just for San Francisco. You know, I worked with John Lynch. He used to be in the booth when I was a sideline reporter. And has done an incredible job in that organization as a GM, you know, taking their team to the NFC Championship game 3 of the last 4 years. It would have been nice to actually see that game be a contest. But Brock Purdy, the Cinderella story, you know, ended at 10:30, not midnight. So, but right. a lot of upside for Niners fans moving forward. I know they don't want to necessarily hear that today, but.
You know, the only person like you is a little like Geraldo. You have such a great answer. I wanted to stop you 4 times. First off,
I need to learn to shut up.
No, it's all intriguing. Brock Purdy, I love that story. You know, he's wearing street clothes, not dressing for these games. Last player taken, 236th or whatever. Yeah, I think it is. And he gets taken and he goes undefeated. And I watch him scanning the field as if this game is easy for him. But they say he ruptured his ulnar nerve in it. Now, think about this. You rupture it, you're in total pain, but you go out again because there's no other quarterbacks, yet you can't throw.
Insane.
It's unbelievable what was taking place.
Well, we were on a text chain, actually. I host the Thursday night of coverage for Amazon, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, who, as we know, the journeyman in the NFL and is 17 years in the league, and he was with us on the desk this year. But we were like, Fitz, do you have a private plane you can get here, and do you have any eligibility left? Because at this point, like, even Steve Young had made a joke to put him in. When Christian McCaffrey was sitting there with the playbook, I was like, this is where we're at. And poor Josh Johnson. I mean, that's another journeyman in the league. But, like, you know, it was unfortunately, it was their storyline all year and injured quarterbacks. And it how the year started is also how it ended for
them.
You
know, sometimes they try to change things in the offseason competition committee. What about when playoffs start dressing three quarterbacks?
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo was like, I wish I had a helmet there. I mean, you know, he had hurt his ankle and, you know, questions about whether he could have won if he actually was in pads or not. But at that point, you know, that's one in whenever, however many, you know, thousands of games that happens where you're all the way down to a Christian McCaffrey.
Your running back.
Yeah, who you can put in at the quarterback position. But, yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, there's nothing really more to say about it other than the fact that this is a team with a tremendous amount of upside. And you just look at it like they've been good for the last few years. They'll continue to be good. And got to give it up for Brock Purdy. I mean, what he was able to do in stepping into an unenviable situation and really making a name. He's now Mr. Relevant, not Mr. Irrelevant.
Krista Thompson's here, obviously, in studio. So, and she's going to be outnumbered at the top of the hour.
I'm always outnumbered.
Right. You are outnumbered.
Yeah.
But in that show, I'll actually be the only guy. Because you'll have 4 women.
Well, I mean, I act like a guy. So, you know, I'm with you on that one.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to it.
You're one of these guys. If you're a woman that doesn't get rattled by guys, they say that that's a guy's guy, girl's guy.
I am, but that's the problem, that I end up being a guy in my relationship half the time, which is why I've got 2 divorces under my belt. But enough about my personal life, you know?
You did make a comment on the air about that. I forgot what you said, but it was funny as hell.
You got to – self-deprecation for me is the only way to get through. I've had some, like – not so great things happen in my life. I always joke that I think I'm drafting first rounders and they end up being busts. So
right.
I shouldn't be a GM. I'm going to leave the scouting report for significant others to someone else.
I'm sure none of that is your fault.
None.
All right. Oh, good. That's what I'm going to go with. Just back to something less interesting, football for a second. Patrick Mahomes with a high ankle sprain.
Yep.
When you hear high ankle sprain, that is a serious, just like turf toe, they pretend as if not serious. It's extremely serious.
Yep.
High ankle sprain is extremely serious. For him to run that nine, was it 9 yards at the end?
Yeah.
And then take
eight,
the hit out of bounds?
The fourth and eight with 8 seconds left to put him in position. It doesn't surprise me, though. We were talking on the pregame show. Charles Woodson said he wouldn't be surprised if Chad Henne went in because Michael Vick was talking about how much this injury, to your previous point, that high ankle sprain, how bad that hurts and how difficult it is, especially for a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes that does so much of his work outside the pocket and improvising. That said, he's a gamer. This guy, you know what I mean? Like, get out there. It doesn't matter if that ankle was going to snap off. He wasn't going to miss a snap. And so for him to pick up that first down, obviously, you know, the Bengals didn't want that penalty, but it sets up the field goal. And, you know, they go on to now their third Super Bowl in the last four seasons. So excited for Andy Reid, too. The storyline there, you know, spending 10 years with the Kansas City Chiefs the last decade and then 14 with the Philadelphia Eagles. So going back, looking for his second Super Bowl win against his old team is a fun storyline.
Let me ask you, what is it like knowing so many players well over the years?
That just means I've been in this business a long time and I'm old. You know, right. I joked with Erin. She had a sit down with Brock Purdy before.
Erin Andrews.
Yes, who I co-host the podcast with. And her and I have been friends for over a decade, our time at ESPN and of course, at Fox. But I said, Erin, you and I could be Brock Purdy's mother. And that's not even a joke. I mean, her and I are 40 and 44. Respectfully, we have the same birthday. But we could be his mother. And I think it's awesome to have been, you know, lucky enough, you know, I mean, right. We love our jobs. And if you're lucky enough to stay in this business, the same way that players feel like if they're lucky enough to stay in the league long enough, because it's so cyclical, it's cool to cover guys that, you know, you watched come up through college and covered in college and now having success in the pros or even in the Brock Purdy situation.
Does it make, not that you're necessarily out in the critiquing business, but does it make it harder to critique when you know that guy personally, yeah. And you see that he had an extremely bad game and he gets benched and it's obvious that he's not playing well or have an attitude problem and you kind of know the inside story.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, not coming from the, you know, I'm not as a host, I'm less in the, you know, critical analytic part of it, but I have opinions, of course,
absolutely,
on whether guys should be in or out, and that's part of the business. The same way my mom had an old adage a long time ago, not everyone's going to like you, Carissa, you're not going to like everyone. So people have opinions on me as a host, right? So it's like you sit in that chair or you step on that field or, you know, whatever the respective position is when you put yourself out there, expect that there's going to be pundits. But for me, what I love about sports is that it's kind of quantifiable, you know, for me. It's not just like
you get an end, you get a winner,
yeah,
you get a loser.
Yeah, and it's like you threw four picks. Like, I'm not making up that you had a bad game, you know. So there are facts to support opinions most of the time in sports.
Right. What do you think betting has done to your job?
It's lowered my bank account.
Do you bet?
All the time.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I used to go to the racetrack with my grandpa when I was a little girl, and he would just say, like, I'm babysitting Carissa for the day. My grandma thought he was a saint. We'd end up at the track. Used to be Long Acres, turned into Emerald Downs up in Seattle, and I've had an affinity for the ponies ever since, but that has parlayed itself into other areas.
Did you
areas.
Ever work any of the Triple Crown, any of the races?
I didn't, no, and I've
man,
always...
that's a rare
know,
skill to
I would have.
Have
loved to. I know that's the NBC umbrella or the TVG where I would have loved to, but the Derby, anyone that hasn't ever been to the Kentucky Derby, one of the greatest sporting
never been
events.
There. Yeah.
It
I
always
hear.
Falls on the first Saturday of May,
you
which
go
usually...
As a, you go as a civilian?
Yeah, I do go as a civilian and a dysfunctional one at that. I mean, the mint juleps stay a while. It's always on around my birthday, so I use that as an excuse to be a complete degenerate. But it is. I love gambling responsibly, of course. I always have a thing, don't bet what I'm not willing to lose. But yeah, it's, football, I'm going to always keep my eye on the sport because it's my favorite sport. But I just love throwing money on anything. College basketball during the tournament, things like that. First weekend, I'll go to Vegas. There's nothing better than Las Vegas first weekend of the tournament. I'm shutting up now.
So Carissa, the other thing is from the anchor perspective, which I didn't know you were going to talk about personally, but that's even better. But from the anchor perspective, when we're talking about spreads and bet on this, uh-huh, and now that's an element in almost every scoreboard show, it still throws me. When, you know, remember Jimmy the Greek, you weren't, I'm older than you, but he used to be on with Brent Musburger and used to talk about spreads and betting, and I used to be, I'm just into wins and losses, almost as if that's the underworld of sports.
I remember.
Now it's the overworld.
Right, and credit to Fox, because like most things, they were, you know, not afraid to throw it out there
right
when
away.
A lot of people wouldn't. And guess what happened after that? The ESPNs, everyone else, even having an official in the booth, Mike Pereira, right? That was one. Fox was one of the first
absolutely
people to do that. So, I mean, it's not just saying this to suck up to our company, but like I love being at a company, working for a company that's not afraid to do things that
anything
might be unpopular, but then you know, imitation is the highest form of flattery. So it soon follows after that. But it's part of the game. I think that that's even what I loved about Adam Silver, you know, of course, the commissioner for the NBA. He's been a big proponent of allowing things to happen that are going to happen within his sport. Let's embrace it. Let's control it. And then same thing. The NFL's moves at a little slower pace than that, just because the shield is protective of the shield. But I think it's good. I think it's good for the sport. And again, like anything, responsibly, gamble responsibly.
Carissa Thompson, one more segment with you, and then we're going to move to television.
I can't wait. Let's
do it. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by the Chevy Silverado. According to J.D. Power, Chevy trucks have won more new vehicle quality awards than any other brand. But champions don't stop. They keep moving forward. And that's what the Chevy Silverado is all about. To learn more, visit Chevy.com. For J.D. Power 2022 U.S. award information, visit JDPower.com/award.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Here's Butker. For 45 yards. All the way. It's good. It's over. It is over. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won it. Heading to the Super Bowl for the third time in 4 years.
And the Kelce brothers will play each other in the Super Bowl, right?
God, you can't ask for better dudes than that. They're so much fun. I remember I interviewed them actually in...
Krista Thompson's here still,
hello.
By the way.
Yes, I still haven't stopped talking, yeah. Even in the commercial break. In Cincinnati, you know, they're Ohio boys, and they're just great. I'm so excited for them. I can't imagine being their parents. And, you know, Travis and Jason's mom famously, when they were playing, I think it was last year or the year before, in playoff games, she flew, watched one in the morning, flew, got on a plane, watched the other one in the afternoon, and had the jersey that was split. But to now actually see them playing in the Super Bowl would be great.
So, Carissa, what do you think Tom Brady's doing next year?
Well, you know, we would be lucky to have that Fox contract come to fruition, you know, that
he, what's so bad about working for Fox? Why is he
hello? I mean, all he's got to do is come to us. We'll tell him how great this place is.
And, I mean, do you think he's going to be in the lunchroom? Is he going to be hanging out with you
guys?
Here's
the thing. I believe him when he says, I don't think he knows, right? After everything that happened last year and he retires and the unretiring, everything personally that was going on, I think, and not knowing Tom Brady in this capacity, but I would imagine just from my outside view looking in that he's really going to think about whether he wants to come back. He's a competitor. He knows that he can still play even if it's not at his highest level. Look at the need for a quarterback. We're on to Josh Johnson last year, and with all
great
due respect,
point.
You know, last game with the 49ers, to him, you know, he's played in the air 15 years, 14 different teams.
I was shocked he lost 15 pounds just from the stress of everything he was going through.
I mean, I gained weight during my divorce. I was so happy to be out of that relationship, my God.
Right.
But no, I think we would be lucky to have him at Fox. We would also still be lucky to have him in the NFL. I think that we have gotten this incredible front row seat.
Oh, yeah. We've
never
seen anything
like greatness.
This.
No, I mean, he's won more Super Bowls than organizations have even sniffed. So what he's done is incredible. And I just hope that, you know, I grew up a huge Michael Jordan fan, and it pained me to see him in a Wizards uniform.
Because he wasn't that good anymore? Or
yeah,
because...
it was more of that. Like, look, Brady puts on a Bucks uniform and goes and wins a Super Bowl, so it's not necessarily about that. We've seen the Joe Montanas go to Kansas City and have a different uniform. It's just going out on top, you know, is how I like to see the athletes, not being carried off. Because, you know, you leave this league one of two ways, whether they force you out or you get to decide. So I hope it's his decision.
Unless it's Tom Brady.
Well,
Miami or Las Vegas, probably. We'll see.
We will see. It'll keep an interesting offseason for usual that way.